and over one-third of teen traffic deaths are alcohol-related. Brought to you by the Prevention Partnership, South Central Louisiana Human Services Authority, and the Louisiana Partnership for Success Project.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Golic and Wingo.
It sounds almost crazy to say you talk about what a guy has done in his 15th year and all the things he's accomplished. Sometimes it feels like no matter what he does, you can't win with LeBron James, or he can't find the win because someone's always going to say, yeah, but with this guy, which I've never really understood.
People don't like it when you're good and you know it. That's when we stop liking Steph Curry, too, and the Warriors, when all of a sudden we realize, oh, wait a minute, they know how good they are. But with LeBron, too, once you get good enough to potentially hurt people's idols the way he is, that's when they really start to get dangerous, and that's when people really start to turn on you.
Yeah, as you build someone up enough to when you build them up too much,
tear them down!
You sling arrows at them until you get them down. That's exactly right.
We talked about that a little bit with Russell Westbrook, right? No one had ever done what he did last year, and then he went and did it not only for the second time, but in back-to-back years, and we were like, yeah, whatever. He did it in back-to-back years, averaging a triple-double, and we're like, yeah, we're kind of over it.
We love to sling arrows, and
we move that platform whenever we feel like.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That's Sharif. WDSU is the way to follow over on Twitter. Mr. Sharif Eyeshack from Channel 6 Sports. Sharif, how are you this afternoon?
Good, man. How are you, Gus?
Doing fantastic. I'm going to talk a little NBA, little Santos, but first we start with the Tigers. It's hard to believe, but man, they really needed to win that game to get in the postseason play. Are they in regional play for you just with that win now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're 13-15 against the top 50 RPI, so I would think that would put them in. If you look at the teams that are last five in, last five out, their record's not even close to what LSU has in terms of top 50 wins, and I understand LSU had a bad year. They weren't good on the road. I think they were 4-14 on the road. But, you know, they got big series wins over now what looked big, Texas and, of course, Arkansas, two teams that are going to be regional sites. And, of course, Arkansas is going to be a national seed. And they got a couple wins sprinkled in there. I know they didn't win series against, you know, South Carolina and Auburn, but still, and Ole Miss. They got one win at least against those teams on the road. So I think they're in. I think definitely they're in after winning yesterday's game.
Obviously, their reward is facing Florida. And, man, you look at what they've done this year. They've either been number one or number two the entire season ranked in the country. They're still pretty good, aren't they?
Juggernaut. I mean, but you have to remember, Brady Singer's not pitching. And I think J.J. Schwartz is still hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to worry about those two guys at least. That's a positive. But, you know, O'Sullivan, he just got a good baseball team. And he could throw out anybody out there, the first or second rounder with that team. So it's going to be a tough game. They pick up this win. Hey, you never know. They might be able to become a number two seed if they can keep, you know, winning today and tomorrow and be closer to home. Maybe they put them in the Tallahassee Regional or maybe even Austin. You never know. I just think, you know, if you go 1-2, you're going to be playing far away from the box.
Let me ask you this. I saw this on social media because of obviously they're playing Florida and what the Gators have done this season. And somebody said, how is there such a wide gap talent-wise between LSU and Florida? Again, they were in the College World Series, Championship Series last year, the Tigers. But does it feel like there is such a wide gap between LSU and the Gators?
This year, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. This year, because you have to remember last year, Florida did it with a bunch of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And a lot of those freshmen and sophomores are back on the team once again. And they had lights-out performance from Brady Singer, Jonathan India, you know, Schwartz is on it. I mean, you got a bunch of those guys that are back on the team. But if you're talking about this year, yeah, it's way different. I mean, he always has arms on that team. I can't remember the last time Florida didn't have an amazing rotation. It's been years. I mean, they continue to reload on the mound, and that's what won it for them last year. They were deep on the mound. So, yeah, Fiedo, he's the only one who feels like, I feel like he's not back on the team. So when you're able to replace the Fiedo with somebody else and still keep on humming, tell you what, they know how to do it over there in Florida, as much as it, you know, pains many LSU fans to hear, but truth is the truth. I mean, they do a good job in recruiting year in and year out. They're a clutch team. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they win it again this year.
Would you say that that's a problem with LSU to try to continue to get those top players because of the fact that you've had so many schools in this state get to regional play and postseason play? Or do you just look at it this year and go, look, LSU still has that talent. They've had injuries and had players that just, you know, for that reason perhaps alone aren't there. But I guess what I'm asking you is, even if everyone's healthy or on the same level of that talent-wise, or, you know, is it getting harder to bring in those top players to match that level?
Even if they had Eric Walker, healthy Eric Walker, and healthy Josh Smith, I just don't know, Gus. You remember, I keep saying it over and over again, they lost Poche. They lose Lang. That's a ton of wins right there, and they lose pretty much most of their leadership in the field.
Right.
I mean, you can't replace that many wins and that much leadership, man. You know, it's no knock on the players on this year's team, but it's just not as talented as some of the other teams around the country right now. And that's what happens when you build so much talent, you're going to lose the talent. But it's just weird for me to see that they didn't really reload in certain areas. But I'll tell you what, man, over the next couple of years, I'd be careful. That team's going to be pretty dangerous, what they have coming back, because they're getting a lot of experience with guys like Mikael Hilliard, and you know, you're going to get Eric Walker back, Cal Hughes, you know, having the start in the pretty much the entire season at a tough position. That's going to be a pretty good ball club come next 2 years, especially if you can get Watson and even Zach Kess to come back, and maybe you put Hess back in his regular role.
Right. Speak with Sharif Eishak, Channel 6, WDSU Sports. Tomorrow, OTAs number 3 is the one that we can go check out. It's the first time that we get to see it. Little rookies, little vets in there mixed in. We went through a couple of the top storylines yesterday. We'll be paying attention to what's maybe one of the two things you're going to be focusing on when you actually get on that field and your eyes are wandering. What are you locked on? What are you focusing on?
The depth at linebacker. I want to see if all those guys are there. You know, if Klein's ready, Anzalone's ready. This is going to be one of the years, Gus, that they're going to be loaded at that position. You know, you had DeMario Davis and you have Robertson there. I mean, you got a lot of linebackers. You know, maybe one guy may not make the team that was on it last year. So that's a position of need that, you know, before last year, we were wondering who in the world is going to play this position and make an impact. And you saw quite a few guys do that. So, I mean, that's like the off-the-grid type of thing I'd be looking at tomorrow. I mean, you can easily say, you know, who's going to play running back because Ingram's not around. And I just want to take a look at the defense. I mean, the defense was the bread and butter at times last season. You know, you want to see how a guy like Marcus Williams bounces back. I know it's only OTAs, but where's his head going to be, you know, as you start OTAs and all the off-season stuff going into training camp? So that's, I think, maybe two areas I would look at, and maybe another sleeper area, which receiver steps up in the role, who could be the slot receiver.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking as well as maybe just because of the position group and maybe the opportunity there, but lots of things being said about the tight end from Western Kentucky there and Deion Yelder.
Another area you can watch as well. I mean, the guy's undrafted, was really good at college. So I feel like somehow this team always finds a hidden gem in the undrafted market. And it's not going to be a surprise to me if he is going to be the guy, especially on offense, knowing they need a tight end, someone who's productive, big dude who can go down the seam. So Would you be shocked, Gus, if this guy turns out to be pretty good
right.
with Drew Brees as his quarterback? Right. I don't think I would be shocked. Not, I don't think anybody's going to be shocked.
No, he's going to have the opportunity. I mean, he essentially has 1 year of tight end experience in the opportunity to really be the starter. And he performed, man. That's all you can really say. And it's let's see what sort of happens there. I'm going to be paying attention to more than perhaps in seasons past when Drew's not at quarterback. Only because I've never seen Taysom Hill actually go through a practice and play. And, you know, like, again, I get made fun of. I didn't put JT Barrett in the rookie minicamp Hall of Fame, but I was impressed by what I saw, that little that we got to see. So, look, we know what Drew can do, but I'm going to be interested to see maybe that battle for that second role starting tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, to say the least, with Tom Savage and Taysom Hill. Like you said, JT Barrett. I mean, who is going to be that guy? Who's going to emerge? I don't know, man. It's tough to even say who's going to be the backup quarterback right now. If I have to pick, man, I might go JT Barrett, as crazy as it sounds. I mean, Taysom Hill, you keep him on, obviously, doing the other things on special teams and maybe to play some other crazy positions and to do any kind of trick plays. But, you know, maybe one day he grows into in a backup role. But I think right now I like JT Barrett, just considering the fact that he has so much experience in college and seems poised and knows how to play under pressure. I know he hasn't done it in the NFL, but at least you know he's done it at Ohio State. So that's just my pick, and I'd be watching him throughout OTAs, mini camp, and doing training camp starts.
Yeah, that's I want to be looking at, seeing if he can actually do it, what kind of snaps he gets. Maybe Sharif with, second unit, maybe even some first unit, sort of see where, you know, the center isn't snapping the ball at his feet, you know, which was, don't you normally get when you're in the third or fourth string. Let's wrap it up with some hoops. Eastern Conference Finals Game 5, Western Conference Finals Game 4 last night. Were you surprised the Rockets won? And who you like tonight in Boston, Cleveland or the Celtics?
Yeah, Rockets did a really good job, because I think they got hit with a 27-5 run that went from the middle of the third quarter to the end of the fourth quarter. And I was like, man, they're about to get knocked out of the playoffs in five games and the Warriors moving on. But got to give credit to guys, you know, like Chris Paul. He took on the leadership role there late in the game and got the guys going. And there's some questionable things that happened at the end of the game with James Harden. I don't know what he was doing shooting a shot that deep, like with 30-something seconds left. But, you know, Chris Paul and did a really good job. I mean, you got to give him credit for being that leader and getting them that win. I think he is a huge reason for why they won Game 4 and snapping their 16-game home winning streak in the playoffs, which is a record now. But I'm still picking. I'm going with the Warriors in 6. I said it before the series started. I think the Warriors win it 6. I think they're going to get a game in Houston again, and then they'll come back home and close it out. And I'm never picking against LeBron James. Until somebody beats LeBron James, I'm not picking. It's like I'm not going to pick LSU to beat Alabama until LSU actually beats them once in football.
There you go. Easy enough. That's Sharif. WDSU is the way to follow over on Twitter. And always appreciate your time in the afternoon. Thank you, Sharif. See you out there tomorrow.
All right, Gustavo. I'll see you there bright and early.
There you go. Yes, wear the sunscreen. Looking forward to it. Or Jordan, you can just stand next to me holding an umbrella over me. I kind of like
not
that.
Not going to happen.
See, Todd's smiling. Todd likes that. I think that'd be really good, actually.
I'm bringing myself my own lawn chair.
Just stand right next to me with an umbrella.
Making points.
I would never do that to you.
Doubt it.
I really wouldn't. We come back. It is Wednesday, 2:30. Tom took a little wrestling. Did you watch Monday Night Raw? Did you watch SmackDown last night? Kelsey, she's part of the podcast Two-Faced Wrestling. Her and Paul Boron, the voice of the Jesters, they do a podcast together. You can follow her over on Twitter at Super Kicking It. That's a great name on Twitter. What is yours, by the way?
JD Kleber.
Exactly. It's boring.
I was trying to stay professional.
At least I got a nickname at GCAT _17. See what I just did there?
What? What did you just do there?
See? You don't even know. Yeah, right over his head. He didn't even know. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
A Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
The New Orleans Jesters are back at Pan American Stadium for the 2018 season. The Jesters are the defending Southeast Conference regular season champions and need you to push them back to another title. Season tickets are just $65 for adults and $32.50 for kids 12 and under. And single game tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Visit NOLAJesters.com to secure your seat for all of the NPSL and U.S. Open Cup action.
At the Jambalaya Shop in Houma, we treat our customers like family. You can dine and carry out our homemade jambalaya gumbo, pastalaya, and more. Need catering for an event? Look no further than the Jambalaya Shop. Whether you need to feed 5 or 500, let the Jambalaya Shop do the cooking for you. Events like tailgate parties, school events, office parties, even the ballpark. Call the Jambalaya Shop today at 985-851-7725. Located at 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma, next to Ultimate Party. The Jambalaya Shop, where the secret's in the pot.
Vision Communication is proud to announce Lightwave, a breakthrough in television viewing. The interactive programming guide is awesome for finding your favorite shows quickly. More channels are available, plus multi-room DVR, easy to search video on demand, and new apps such as local weather. You can even customize your settings for more control. Lightwave is here. Call today to get a great introductory offer. It's part of our promise to bring you a better vision.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully. And resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way. Come on.
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your neighborhood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
See, very intrigued by the Dan Levitard show on ESPN Radio.
These guys have never been there before. You think Saric and Ilyasova and Bellinelli are ever going to do that again in their lives? By the way, we say that every playoff series, right? There's always a Bellinelli or a Gary Neal or a Danny Green. They're never going to do that again.
Bellinelli has often been Bellinelli in these scenarios. For like three different teams, Bellinelli has been Bellinelli.
How many times have we played Bellinelli in the playoffs? Was he on that Chicago team? Definitely played him when he was a Spur. Is this the fourth time we're playing Bellinelli?
But no, often Bellinelli is just, it's not Gary Neal. It's again Bellinelli.
It's just Bellinelli. Wearing a different uniform. How is this guy always available? Because he's amazing, apparently. He's the greatest. Apparently, the Sixers, all it is Ben Simmons passing to Bellinelli. And Bellinelli making a shot like it's no big deal.
That is the process.
The Dan Levitard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Poor Paul Boron and Kelsey co-host a podcast that focuses on wrestling. At Two Face Pod is the way to follow over on Twitter, and you can follow Kelsey herself at Super Kicking It Tights. Great name, Jordan. You could have done better. See, I'm just saying, you could have done better with your Twitter handle as opposed to Kelsey. Kelsey, how are you this afternoon?
Good, Gus. Thanks for having me on. And don't give Jordan too hard of a time. He's great.
This guy's got all kinds of fans, man, that they're like backing him up. I'm getting death threats, essentially, on Twitter that I make fun of him.
I'm creating an army.
Yeah, apparently he is. Kelsey, we got a lot of ground to cover here over the last 2 days. Some pretty big storylines. We'll start with really what started the week. And that's Fox dishing out some pretty big bucks, reportedly, to get SmackDown from USA. Move it from Tuesday to Friday. It's a 5-year deal, reportedly worth $1 billion.
Yeah, this is a huge move, really, for WWE and Fox. I mean, the ratings are great, so that makes sense there. But, you know, are people going to really stay home to watch WWE on Friday night?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not really sure about that. And, you know, will they have it 3 hours? I don't think that's a good thing for Fox either. 3 hours long, I don't know. I just don't see how this is going to play out in the long run, but it is an interesting move for sure.
You know, one of the things I enjoyed SmackDown over the last couple of years, or really months, really not years, I've always thought it became really a good show and almost a better show really than Monday. And a lot of people that we've talked to is because it is just 2 hours and it, you know, it's kind of more jam-packed. You don't have as much of the other story to sort of fill. And quite honestly, especially during the football season, Kelsey, you know what I'm talking about. It's Tuesday is the off day. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have Monday night football, other things to sort of compete with. And Tuesday, it's sort of its own thing. I just don't know if Friday is really, especially in the fall, I'm looking at, yeah, Friday night football. You have other things now to do that. People go out. I don't know, Kelsey may want to go out and eat, have a date. You know, I don't know if my wife's going to be like, you doing what tonight instead of going out to SmackDown? So, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting move to move to Friday.
It is, and I don't know how good this is going to be going forward for WWE, because I think they're going to see a drop a little bit in live viewership, like you said, because
right,
people are going to go out. It's the weekend. There's other things they want to watch as well. I mean, sure, they'll get lots of DVR play, which they do now anyway, but there is like a group of people who like to watch it live. So this is quite interesting, and only time will tell if this is the right thing. But I do think it's going to be big things for SmackDown and their roster, because they're going to have to step up their game. They're basically almost like creating competition within WWE itself by doing it this way, which is kind of good. And I think it'll kind of bring up some opportunities for some superstars to go all out there and shine, because you know, they've got to do well in this spot here.
Yeah, it for sure. It's definitely you know, made it worth, I guess, stepping up your game from that standpoint. And, oh, yeah, by the way, $1 billion. That's a huge deal when you think about it. 5 years for $1 billion. Let's talk about some of the storylines. Speaking with Kelsey, Super Kicking It with Kelsey. You can follow her on Twitter, at Super Kicking It, co-host of the wrestling podcast, Two-Faced Pod. All right, Monday, there it is. You see Ronda Rousey signing her next contract to go fight again. A lot of people sort of feel in this pay-per-view, right, Money in the Bank, she's going to do it. Is it too early to do that? It's just screaming to me, Kelsey, interference. Somebody's interfering in this, and it's not going to be a clean win, because Ronda Rousey can't lose, could she?
No, they've painted themselves into a corner here. I feel like, gosh, there's no other way to do it besides interference. I'm thinking probably Natalya will be the one, since she was kind of involved in this whole thing with Rousey about being friends, and maybe she'll come in and interfere on her behalf or something, but really, Stephanie kind of saved that segment on Raw where they're, you know, signing the contract. I think she's kind of working in the story behind this, because it came out of nowhere. They announced this matchup at an awards ceremony, not even on WWE TV.
Right.
I find that kind of odd. So from the beginning, you're painting this kind of in a strange way, and they're rushing it. Like you said, it's just too much too soon. Is Ronda really ready to be in this main spotlight right now in a singles match? Not only a singles match, but a championship match so soon.
And Ronda, I mean, one of the things that I saw, Kelsey, with her, looked at the WrestleMania thing, I thought she performed great, better than my expectations, but I didn't know. And I guess what I'm asking you is this, and I asked Paul this last week. Are we going to see, is she going to be the female version of Brock Lesnar, where we only see her for pay-per-views? We haven't really seen her on Monday and Tuesdays have a match. I mean, AJ Styles, which we'll get to with Nakamura, they're wrestling every week. Daniel Bryan's wrestling every week. Roman Reigns wrestling over a week. His big contention is that, you know, Brock Lesnar's never around. And, you know, you have some good momentum going, but I don't know. I'm kind of leery if we're only going to see Rousey at pay-per-views.
I mean, I feel like right now they're probably kind of sharpening her skills and working on some things. I think she's got the passion to want to be on every week. I mean, I know she's got the name to where they kind of want to keep her special. They don't want her every week. So I think that's another reason why they're holding her back right now. Mm-hmm. But eventually, after kind of the newness and stuff has worn off, I think she kind of will become more of a regular because the passion is seemingly there, at least from what I've seen. She kind of wants to be in this business. She wants to be all in. And so I think that will make her a little bit different from Brock, but she sure does have the same name value as Brock, maybe even higher because she's got a higher cross appeal than Brock even has right now. So to me, she's just as special, but that's why they're being careful with her, which confuses me. Why are they doing this then with Nia so quickly?
Yeah, exactly. I thought Nia Jax has been rewarded, you know, to carry it a little bit. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. Another thing that happened Monday was Braun Strowman, Finn Balor. That was kind of the match to end it on Monday. I love just the optics of it. I mean, Braun Strowman's so huge, and there's Finn Balor. It's crazy. So he wins the title, gets injured. He has to give up the next day. Really sensed in. It's been a struggle for Finn to sort of not over win over the crowd almost, but also what does WWE want to do with him?
I'm not really sure what they want to do with Finn, but he's been in some great matches lately, mm-hmm. which is good for him. I mean, he's always one to deliver in the ring. That's never been a problem. And, you know, when he was in NXT, he was really over with the crowd. He was kind of like the flag bearer for the whole promotion when he was down in NXT. Now that he's up on the main roster, his popularity hasn't really come across and gotten over with the main audience as it did in NXT. So I don't really know what they're trying to do with him, but what I do love what they're doing is with Braun. I always kind of do my little Braun impersonation on our podcast every week.
Right.
Get these hands. Mm-hmm. He's so organic, and it's crazy to think back how green he was when he first came up to the main roster. But now he's just such a joy to watch. And in the ring, he's getting better too. This match with Finn Balor, I mean, one of Braun's best performances, in my opinion, really.
And he's gotten so much better on the mic too, Kelsey. I enjoyed it. Like, people love him when he gets in there. And again, I still go back to when they had Samoa Joe, Lesnar, Reigns, and Braun on there. I was like, that was great. I love that, man. That was really good. So it'll be interesting to see how much further along that goes. We wrap up with, to me right now, is the best storyline. It's some of the best matches, which is crazy because we thought we'd see it at WrestleMania, but it's really been since then. And it's AJ and Nakamura. I love it. Shinsuke, Styles, you name it, how it goes, the low blows, the non-low blows, the works. And now, since Shinsuke won, the stipulation was, Kelsey?
Last man standing match. Ooh. I'm pretty excited about this.
What does that mean, Kelsey, to the people that maybe don't follow?
Well, let me just give some backstory here. AJ and Nakamura had the possibility to be, like, match of the year. At Mania, they kind of teased. They didn't really give it their all because I guess they were building up to this right now. They've got a history, for those who don't know, those who just watch WWE, they have a history in New Japan Pro Wrestling. They had a singles match there, which was a 5-star match. It was an amazing match. So this, finally, maybe, will be able to see them go all out, have the time they need to be really just leave it all in the ring and have a high-quality performance. I feel like it's been entertaining since Mania, but we haven't seen that high-caliber performance like we did in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So finally, I feel like this is the time that we're going to get it, and I'm excited.
I always think it brings back full circle, too, as a wrap-up, Kelsey, that I remember Money in the Bank last year, their brief little 5-minute battle where it was just them, you know, with the ladder in the background.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, wow. And
do you remember how they ended it in the ring looking at each other?
Right.
They were hyped for it even then. And that's because they have this history, you know, and everyone knows it's going to be great. So Mania, I feel like it didn't live up to what we expected, but obviously it's all leading up to right now.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a bunch of other storylines we'll get into here over the next couple of weeks as we build up to the next big pay-per-view, Money in the Bank. Kelsey and Paul will be going back and forth, rotating in our Wednesday wrestling segment. Check out their podcast. It's Two-Faced Pod. You can follow it at Two-Faced Pod. You can follow Kelsey at Super Kicking It on Twitter as well. Thank you, Kelsey. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gus. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, absolutely. Quick break. We come back. We'll give you the scoreboard updates. Tulane still in action against ECU. It is the second game for them, and oh boy, they were leading. They're not anymore. Who am I talking about? I'll let you know when you come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Do you love playing golf and competing in golf? And how about winning cash at golf? Now you can enjoy it all at the Flagstick in Metairie. Join the golf leagues at the Flagstick and compete on giant 10x15 high-definition simulators. The Flagstick golf leagues are forming now for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Call 504-510-5577 or go to theflagstickgolf.com or stop into the Flagstick inside the Clearview Mall and register and compete weekly in the golf leagues. The Flagstick. Play. Practice. Party. The Flagstick.
New Orleans Roast Coffee and Tea brings 70 years combined experience to its coffee roasting with its small batch roasting facility located in the Marigny. Its coffee is crafted by the fine folks at PJ's Coffee. New Orleans Roast offers dark and medium roast, chicory, and southern pecan. Enjoy it in 12-ounce bags or K-cups at grocers like Dornax, Langenstein's, Robert's, Bromart, Rouse's, and Sapardo's. Even get it delivered to your door through NewOrleansRoast.com or Amazon and Amazon Prime. New Orleans Roast, as flavorful as the city it calls home.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
These guys have never been there before. You think Saric, Anilia Sova, and Bellinelli are ever going to do that again in their lives? By the way, we say that every playoff series, right? There's always a Bellinelli or a Gary Neal or a Danny Green. They're never going to do that again.
Bellinelli has often been Bellinelli in these scenarios. For like three different teams, Bellinelli has been Bellinelli.
How many times have we played Bellinelli in the playoffs? Was he on that Chicago team? Definitely played him when he was a Spur. Is this the fourth time we're playing Bellinelli?
But no, often Bellinelli is just, it's not Gary Neal. It's again Bellinelli.
It's just Bellinelli. Wearing a different uniform. How is this guy always available? Because he's amazing, apparently. He's the greatest. Apparently, the Sixers, all it is Ben Simmons passing to Bellinelli, and Bellinelli making a shot like it's no big
that
deal.
That is the process.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
A nice payday for Drew Holiday of your New Orleans Pelicans. He was named to the All-Defensive First Team along with his teammate Anthony Davis. For Drew, he will earn $100,000 just for being named there. He had earned an additional $765,000 in previous bonuses, and New Orleans will now have a $25.9 $9.7 million cap hit in 2018-19 per Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN NBA. Look, I think it's okay. The team already, we've talked about this already, what's coming to the re-signing of Boogie Cousins and things. If you don't pay him the money, it's just not like you're going to get additional money to sign other players. You're only going to have about $10 mil anyway, so it'll be interesting to see that. Also, the very latest on Boogie's social media. We need like a sounder for Boogie's social media presence or activities.
Every time he likes or posts something.
Yeah, anytime he follows, unfollows, likes, dislikes, retweets, you know, maybe we'll give you that job too.
I do everything.
Yes, we'll do that. But you do have the latest on Boogie Cousins' social media activity. What is that, Jordan?
Boogie Cousins recently liked a random comment on a post about him that said, Pels need to offer him the max.
There it is! There it is! Negotiating through social media yet again, DeMarcus Cousins. He unfollowed the Pels when someone wrote on a fan page they should or should not bring it back. Yet one person. Was it you? Was it Brian Bieniemy? Who was it? Somebody said they should offer him the max. Shockingly, DeMarcus Cousins liked the comment. I mean, this is where we are. I mean, I'm just saying. Look, I get that's what he wants. We know this. We've gone over this back and forth. And I think Pels fans are okay with this. They understand, right? Bring him back at the right cost. No one's offering him the max.
Why would you?
I mean, you just can't. So I think we dislike you, Boogie. Down with you.
Take one for the team.
I mean, come on. The entire hashtag and brand this year was do it bigger because of you. They're on board. Just not for five more years. I think it's going to come down to negotiating the fourth year. All it takes is one team to offer him the max, which another team can offer four. Pels can only be the team in the NBA that can give him five. He wants five. The Pels aren't offering five. I think the Pels are offering three with two guaranteed. And if a team says, we'll give you 4-year max, that means the Pels can go one of two ways. We'll offer you a 4-year deal, fourth-year player option, which means 3 years guaranteed. Or do they go and say, we'll offer 4 years, all 4 years guaranteed?
Stick with your first offer, Gus.
You're going to go with 2 years guaranteed 30-year player option, huh?
Yeah.
And you know what he's going to do? Unfollow you. He'll unfollow you.
Hey, he'll play for the Mavericks. Right. Go win a championship there.
Well, he may not win the championship, but he'll take the money. I'm telling you, I think that's what's going to happen. I hear you. But again, it's interesting because, and I said this, in no other negotiations really recently here in New Orleans, in terms of their pro teams that you can really think of and look at and go, you can't understand one way or another. You totally can. Like Mark Ingram, what are you doing? I mean, you just got popped for four. You should be at OTAs. Even though it's voluntary, you should be at OTAs, right? I mean, and then you're not doing it because you want a long-term contract. we all can go, that's not the way to do it. I get it. DeMarcus has lost $50 million. DeMarcus had a tear in the Achilles. I get it. He wants as much as he can. I get it. And I also get what the team should be doing. Anyway, Matt Muscone, after further review, is up next. He'll have the very latest. Of course, he'll get you the latest as LSU gets into playing Florida at 4:30. And again, Tulane, as I mentioned, they were winning 4-1. They're down 6-4. And now in the bottom of the eighth, have picked one up, down 6-5. Colonel still trailing 1-0. If you want to go listen to that, KLRZFM.com is the way to go do that. We'll see you tomorrow on the Sports Hangover. Thanks for everyone for tuning us in on ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hey, Spring Turn, what are you up to?
Hey, Paul, showing you the unrivaled iPhone X, and you know what I can do with it?
No, what?
I can unlock it with my face. They call it Face ID. Check it out.
Wow, do you have to make that face